Sunday Meditation, January 21st, 2001. The question today has to do with quality of patience. We're wondering how seeking in a group atmosphere might be able to enhance our development of patience, whether it's patience in what we seek, the truth, love, purpose of our life, purpose of a situation, or patience in accepting things that don't change or maybe won't change, a rift in a friendship, a job situation, a relationship with a family member, any of a number of things. So we would appreciate if Quo could give us some information on how the group worship, the group seeking, might enhance our developing the quality of patience.
Weak are those known to you as the principal of Quo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we come. We are most happy to find ourselves called to join your group, and we are delighted to speak upon the group worship experience and its effect on such spiritual qualities as patience. As always, we would simply ask that in hearing that which we have to say, that each monitor our thoughts for that inner resonance which comes when there is a thought which has personal relevance to you. Respect those powers of discrimination that offer those resonances, and leave any thoughts that do not have that resonance for you to one side and move on. This gives us the freedom to share our thoughts without being concerned for any possible infringement on your free will. As members of social memory complexes, as this instrument would call them, we ourselves have the highest opinion of the efficacy of the help offered by the ambiance of a group. It is deep in what we perceive as the Creator's plan of creation that entities not be alone. In a very important way, of course, each spark of spirit, each portion of the Creator that is experiencing self-awareness is indeed alone, and we would not quibble with the inevitable and inexorable forces of individuality. Each of you chose in coming into incarnation to leave the stream of the soul, shall we call it, and choose certain relatively unbalanced portions of that soul stream, both in terms of limitations and in terms of gifts and resources, to furnish the personality shell that each of you brought into incarnation. Each of you chose this veil of solitude that flesh represents, not just at the level of being unable to merge physically with another third density entity, but in terms of metaphysically finding many divisive factors in relating to other selves, a legitimate and continuing portion of the experience of the illusion is and will continue to be that pressure of solitude that this instrument would express by the old spiritual song. You have to walk that lonesome valley. You have to walk it by yourself. Ain't nobody else gonna walk it for you. You have to walk it by yourself. There is a simplicity and a sorrow to that old spiritual phrase that is legitimate and that is real. Only the release of physical death will assuredly and reliably remove from you the illusion of aloneness. At the personal level. However, in all densities and between all densities, save this density, all portions of the creation are indeed aware that none is alone. The entire fabric of increasing light contains warp and woof of connection between entities, between groups of entities, between groups of entities, until finally all truly is one being, all knowing what all parts of the great self have thought, done, and intended. There is a strength and power to this kind of unified knowledge that is part of the rightness of creation. And there is naturally a hunger and a thirst for this connection in each and every mind-body-spirit complex, as this instrument calls people, spiritually speaking. That is most understandable considering the basic nature of creation. We are aware that each of you has a good working knowledge of the reasons for this veil of forgetting that places each entity upon your planet in a cocoon of solitude. Each of you is aware of the helpful nature of this cocoon and of the challenge that it represents. For the cocoon of a lifetime incarnation is as the stage of life of the butterfly that precedes the flight. Unlike the undeveloped butterfly, however, which is as it is and will develop along instinctual lines within the cocoon, the third density human cocoon is one ripe with possibility. There are entrances into this cocoon, entrances which unify and strengthen the work that is done within the cocoon. It does not mean that there is an escape from the process of maturation. It does not mean that the pupa does not become a larva, that the larva does not have to do the work involved in becoming a butterfly. What it means is that the work is not only on the level of the development of the physical vehicle. Although in many cases, the cocoon of an incarnation does include a progression of more and more learning about how to take care of and cooperate with the evolution of that physical vehicle. For the most part, the work done within the cocoon of an incarnation is emotional, mental, and spiritual. The emotional and mental being far more obvious, but the spiritual being tremendously important as well. The feelings of isolation and independence from others create that opportunity that cannot be bought outside of incarnation to live by faith. Outside of the cocoon, it is obvious that all are one. Inside the cocoon, it is isolated and protected. And the only thing that is obvious are the thoughts of the entity inside the cocoon. What are those thoughts? Do they lead to an open heart? Do they lead to other thoughts along spiritual lines? Do they lead along threads of forgiveness? Forgiveness of the self. Forgiveness of others. Do they lead along lines of communication? More and more openness between the self and others within the environment. These are all good questions to ask when the self is feeling isolated within that cocoon. For as one moves through the day, one may pass a dozen people. Each of those is also an immature being of light within a cocoon. Each of those also feels isolated and alone. In what way? By what smile or gesture or word could a connection be made? These are questions to ask the self within the cocoon. Within relationships, there is an enhanced opportunity both to feel isolated and to search for connection. And certainly, when there is the opportunity to work with a settled friend, a mate, or a spouse, this opportunity becomes most attractive. For each entity touched by the cocoon of self is an entire universe with connections through the energetic body in virtually every chakra and every finer body. Thusly, there are, if not infinite ways to connect with others, certainly many, many ways at many levels to make genuine and helpful connections with those other selves that share that vibration that expresses your own nature and divinity. Company is a precious thing. Whether or not an entity has made it, there are very few entities within your earth plane which are able to dwell in true solitude. And even when it is apparent solitude that surrounds an individual, the threads of connection that exist in actuality are numerous. For no entity can live without procuring the supplies needed to preserve life. And in order to do that, there is the need to depend upon, to trust, and to interact with, either directly or indirectly, hundreds and even thousands of other entities who manufacture goods, who create goods, who distribute goods, who retail them, and who deliver them to you. So in all these ways, there are connections through the cocoon that empower and strengthen the self. The spiritual community is a certain kind of connection, but it holds a special place. In one way, this faith, correct this instrument, in one way, this special place is created by the simple mechanics of multiplication. In this instrument's holy works, it is written, when two or more are gathered together in my name, I will grant their requests. This message from the teacher known to you as Jesus was a hint about how groups of a spiritual nature work. We would, rather than hint, simply say that the vibratory energy of one entity, when joined in meditation with another entity, doubles the strength of that energy. When a third entity joins a group sitting in a circle of seeking, that energy doubles the energy of two, meaning that three people have become four. When a fourth group, we correct this instrument, when a fourth entity joins the circle of seeking, again, the energy of the group is doubled. Thus, four entities vibrate with a power of eight. And when a fifth joins the group, the strength of the group doubles, bringing the power of a sitting group of five to be equal to 16 people who are sitting unconnected to each other. You may extrapolate from this to see how rapidly the power of a sitting group of a unified nature can grow. But there is an increase in not simply the vibratory power of a sitting group because of its being more than one person. Secondly, there is a strength and a power that is drawn from being a portion of a group that is attempting to be a spiritual community that is of service one to the other. There is a feeling that there is someone to talk to, someone to share with, someone to laugh with and even cry with. There is a sense of comradeship and a sense of shared principles and beliefs. This is very strengthening. The area of the third strengthening, however, is the most difficult to catch in words, and at the same time, by far the most important of the three aspects of the helpfulness of groups. In joining a metaphysically oriented group, there is what this instrument is often called a switching of universes. And when a group of entities does this together, there is a strengthening of those thought structures which exist in the very deep mind, which this instrument would call the archetypal mind. Normally, this material remains in the very deep and unconscious portions of the mind, and only sparks through the threshold of consciousness in visions or dreams, and then in a muddy or confused fashion. Within the influence of a group, the shifting of universes means that the power of spiritual coincidence increases. And the sheer number of things that are said and seen and heard, both in and out of the environment of the group, will greatly increase. In the sense that more and more of those things that are seen and heard will have bearing on the spiritual journey that is undertaken by each of you. The universe is always trying to speak to the cocoon beings. The creation of the Father is constantly attempting to get its messages through. It does not know that it is trying to get the message through. It simply is sending forth that message with every fiber of its being. To the flower, to the tree, to the plant, a human being is a portion of the creation like any other. And the vibrations of the plant pour out to it in glad fullness. Further, those second density creatures are trying to drink in all of the vibrations which each of you might offer to them. There is no fear that that which is felt, intended, or said might not be attractive to the point. There is only that all accepting experience of welcoming and inviting all energies from the other. This is what the creation of the Father has to offer, not simply the welcoming of the human into the environment, but the willingness to hear whatever that human has to say. What this means is that many things that cannot be said to other cocoon beings, that is, other humans, can, in the context of the group soul of nature, not only be said, but be heard. Further, the creation of the Father has the power to heal that which is broken, especially in the realm of the mental, emotional, and spiritual. So there are many finer body adjustments that can be made when interacting with that group which is the second density. in the third density group, such as this one, or any other spiritually based group. There is that nature shared with second density and with all higher densities of absolute love for the waking human consciousness within the cocoon, an absolute willingness to absorb and accept all energies coming from the cocoon energies that the being within the cocoon is experiencing. This means that through the subtle connections made within the meditation, within the group, there lies the potential for vast amounts of healing. That can come only from the surety of being loved and the realization that one is completely and totally acceptable. It is not that the other human beings in the group are giving each of you this, although they may well be on the conscious level. It is that the connection of the circle of seeking opens to each with the power of the group on an individual basis, the deeper self within. You asked about how the group could offer to the individual an enhanced ability to have patience. And we are sure that the question extends to other spiritual characteristics that are greatly desired and difficult to attain within the illusion of the cocoon, within the illusion of separateness. For faith, a sense of humor, persistence, and compassion are certainly those qualities which are often sought, but usually imperfectly found. And yet how blessed it is when the seeker can find a moment of utter patience, utter humor, utter acceptance, or utter love. And all of these streams of emotion flow through the channels of the deep mind in pure and undistorted vibration. For they are part of the, what this instrument would call the default setting of the vibration of creation itself. Logos of the one infinite creator, which is love. When one attempts to talk about love, one ends up talking about qualities such as compassion, faith, hope, patience, and humor. But these are all as the rays of light that come from the sun of love. Each a slightly different color. Each a definable and recognizable quality, but yet each a ray of light from the heart of the Creator. And what the spiritual group does is to bring that sun a little closer, to make it more possible to find a conscious, honest, faith in the existence of this sun or source of love and light. It is a permeable cocoon, this cocoon you experience of incarnation in flesh. Through your energy body, there are tremendous numbers of entrance into finer densities. Through the gateway of intelligent infinity, which is part of the energy body, there is access to inspiration and realms of teachers and guides. And through the openings into the self, which are through the heart, not just in the chakra or in the finer bodies, but in the physical heart, there is entrance into the deep mind. And all of these sources of light are aided in the clarity with which they enter the energy web within the cocoon by the subtle enhancement of loop energy. Each of you is much more than you know or can sense. Each of you brings to a group such as this one a variety of qualities over which you have little or no control. And many of these qualities are greatly helpful to a group. Each of you brings, in essence, a universe. And all the energy and power that fuels that universe that is yourself. And when you open that universe in meditation, there is a golden connection. And in any circle of seeking, there is a connection that encompasses the group, that runs between each member of the group, and that exists within the finer bodies as a physical, if you will, truth. No connection is ever lost. And each connection increases the light. Indeed, it is by a series of connections with other awakened beings that each of you creates the net of love that is lightening your planet at this time. We are happy to say that this net has become more and more articulated as more and more of those upon your planet awaken. There are many around your world, none of whom this instrument or any within the group knows, who have joined this group because they are aware that this group meets at this hour. And these unseen friends also add greatly to the power of the work done by each within the group. And finally, of course, there are those many, many beings of spirit who are drawn to a group such as this, and whose delight is in enhancing the experience of the group for all those who are to him. We would, at this time, encourage each the correct decision. We would, at this time, to transfer of this contact to the one known issue, that this instrument may continue of this contact. We leave this instrument in love and light and thank it. We are those of the cloth.
I am Kuo, and breathe each of him in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, we would be honored to ask if there may be further queries to which we may respond.
I'll start off. My wife wished me to ask, we're in the process of trying to sell our business, and she does not seem real happy with the people we're working with. And she basically wanted to know, are we going in the right directions, or working with the right people? Is there something we should be doing or not doing, or, you know, is there something we're seeing or not seeing? Maybe you could shed a little light on that.
I am Kwa. I am aware of your query, my brother. We would speak to the point with a desire of avoiding the infringement upon free will, for it is in matters such as this one that entities are, for the most part, upon their own when it comes to receiving advice from those such as are we. For it is in the give and take of difficult decisions that the ability to exercise the decision-making power is most enhanced. In this regard, and with this consideration, we would recommend that when you feel that there is a point upon which there is a disagreement, a point upon which there is confusion, whether it be the entities with which you work, the terms of the agreement, or any matter pertaining to this situation, that you look together within the meditative state, that you may seek your heart's direction for the steps that one takes within each incarnation. Are steps well taken when they are, shall we say, in the context of the incarnation, the direction, the attitude, the mode of seeking that which is most helpful to the learning and serving that each has come to do? Thus, within the meditative state, one may ask any question, wait in patience, and receive a direction from that which we have called the heart, or perhaps it would be more clearly stated if we called it the higher self, angelic presence, guidance, unseen hands. Each entity has this assistance available. Knocking upon that inner door is the most, shall we say, salubrious method of achieving a direction and an answer. Is there a further query, my brother?
One other, kind of, touching on something we said earlier, with the group as far as dynamics and learning and growth. With those such as yourself, where you don't have the limitations and a broader view of things, how do those such as yourself spiritually advance or continue with your knowledge seeking?
And they're aware of it, really, my brother. Those such as ourselves, we assume that the removal of the veils that hide the truer self and the appropriate path are the qualities that you have referred to as advanced. We would, in our situation, be able to make a decision by simply following the path that we now move upon. For we move without these so-called veils that hinder our perception, that remove confusion, and that allow us to do that which is appropriate, but without the challenges which you face. For the illusion in which you move is one in which the veils are very much in force, and which make more challenging, shall we say, the determination of direction. However, these veils also enhance one's ability to grow in the metaphysical sense, in that with this degree of difficulty provided by the mystery of the veil, one is able to move one's feet in an appropriate manner, then one has achieved much, has achieved far more than we, who move without these difficulties, who move without such encumbrances, but who move without the degree of learning that is possible in each instant that is possible for you within this third density illusion. Thus, though we move in what you may call a more efficient manner, we move in a more pallid sense, in that there is not the challenge, not the intensity, not the difficulty that so enhances your experience in third density, as you make basic choices as to the direction of seeking and the path to the heart. Is there another query, my brother?
Mm-hmm. Not right now, thank you.
I'm quote, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
I have one, but first, also I have two. But I would like to follow up Steve's and just ask if then would you describe the learning that you're doing now as more of a refining? Or would you describe it as continuing to increase the light? And how would you describe it?
Hi, Paul. We must pause briefly. Let this instrument be allowed to work the recording devices. We are those. I am cool, and then again with this instrument. Well, we would ask that you repeat the query, for this instrument was distracted. And was not able to perceive his entire grief.
75-2. Kuel, I was wondering, to follow up on Steve's question, how you would describe your learning at this time. Would you describe it as refining, or as increasing the light, or as working with your groups to learn that way? How would you describe the spiritual evolution that you're now participating in?
I am cool. And we thank you for the repetition of the query, my sister. This instrument's mind is often divided, and it is not well trained at concentration. Our experience is one, as you have mentioned, of the refining of those choices which we have made in a far more previous experience. That being both the third density illusion, in which we were able to achieve our polarity, and in the fourth density, in which the compassion necessary to fuel our wisdom was gained. The choice which is made by any in third density as to the nature of the polarity is one of such a fundamental nature that there is constant refinement of the desire to serve as the compassion is gained that allows one to develop a propulsive, we correct this method of propulsion, shall we say, where the desire to give love to the Creator is foremost upon the mind and the heart. The gaining of wisdom in the third, we correct this instrument, or once again, the gaining of wisdom in the fifth dance is an experience which, again, is a refining of the basic query to the self of how best to serve. The blending of the compassion and wisdom qualities of sixth density experience again refines that which has been made as basic choices in previous densities work. Thus, we continue to refine that which has been chosen previously, and seek continually the transformation of the self into the one Creator, which we feel is a basic blessing in each experience. Is there a further question, my sister?
Yes, there is. Thank you for that. I have two, actually. One is a quick one, I believe. I was just procedural, but I really like to be responsible with my channeling. And right at the end there, I was moving along, and I got the beginning of a phrase, we would encourage each, I think it was. And it just stopped so completely. Very unusual to have something like that happen. Usually at least you get the concept cluster that you started with, and you go through that, and then there's a stop. But stop right in the middle, and then started with a whole new cluster, and just said we were going to transfer. And that was unusual. But actually what I thought maybe was that you realized that it was time to stop and not launch into the next portion. And I just wondered if you could confirm that, if that would happen.
And aware of your query, my sister. Well, we find that we must invoke the law of confusion in this situation. We apologize for being unable to speak further.
Could you give me some idea of what boundaries you're protecting?
Really?
I am caught. And am aware of the queer of my society. This instrument is somewhat distracted in general and is unable to pick up our contact in a reliable fashion.
Ah.
We find that this difficulty was somewhat of a problem, shall we say, for your contact. Further than this, we cannot. Is there another query at this time?
I thank you, and I'm wondering if it might be better to hold the query, but why don't I let you and the instrument decide? My original query was simply that I realized that it was a somewhat divided question. The portion that was not answered much had to do with patience, which happened to be the part that I brought in there, which meant that I was going to say, well, if you would like to say anything at this time about patience, that would be great. But I would also be perfectly happy if it would be better for the instrument and for you at this time if we ended the contact. So I just leave it up to you. And I want to thank you and also the instrument.
I am quoting and we appreciate your concern. It would be well if we ended the contact at this time, for this instrument is not in a proper state for reception. We appreciate your concern. We are those of the neighborhood.